Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Saturday, February 2nd, one day before Super Bowl 53.
Yay, yay.
And guess who's back?
Did you hear that? I'm back.
It's been like 6 or 7 weeks.
But only like
three or four
podcasts.
Yeah, episodes. But Super Bowl 53. And before we get going, while you were making your picks on all this stuff, the elephant in the room, Super Bowl 53 hasn't even kicked off yet.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the...
And Green Bay Packer running back Aaron Jones.
That's my boy.
Has guaranteed that the Packers will be in Super Bowl 54. A little premature?
I think a little bit.
Holy shit.
Especially since I don't think the Packers will be in the Super Bowl under Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, here we already.
See? Already. Didn't you guys miss me?
So... check out the website, mycffl.com, everything we talk about. The news and notes, links are all there on the front page. We have our Super Bowl contest. There are, I want to say, 14 or 15 contestants.
Wow. I saw Wayne's. Wayne picked.
Wayne, well, you know, I did say in the promo, I said, send me as many picks as you want because you only get one. And if somebody else gets in before you... I didn't know how many people he thought we were actually going to get in this contest.
He looked like a ton.
I think he had every possible scoring scenario out there.
I pretty close.
So I think we're 14 or 15. I'll have to check the website again.
And but speaking of, can I get this quick in?
Sure.
Wayne, I know you'll be listening by Monday. Can you get back to me on any trade offers? Or
he's busy.
I understand. I know he's got other – put me somewhere on the –
top 10?
Top two or three on your...
Well, he has another amazing trade offer for me that he's got to worry about. I'm trying to make up for the mistake of trading away Patrick Mahomes.
Do you want to talk about that one now, or I don't want to screw up your paperwork?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I have already told him...
not to do it?
I would never trade Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I wouldn't either if I was him, but you know...
Why would you say that?
I'm giving him another amazing quarterback in return. Plus, he has the outstanding Lamar Jackson.
And Sam Darnold.
Plus, I'd be giving... He was also very interested in Calvin Ridley.
Well,
So now you have to weigh all this out.
I told him, I said, I love Baker.
Yeah.
I
like Baker, too. I just like Patrick a little better now that I have... Travis Kelce.
Oh, so you double up.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Bing bang.
But
I'm learning from Henry.
There you go.
Handcuffing or whatever they call that.
But Patrick Mahomes, or what do you think Wayne's thinking? Because I would.
Well, he goes, if I'm crazy enough to give up Patrick Mahomes, this is a good deal, that the one I offered him.
Right.
But he's got to decide.
This is where I was going with this. I love the Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
But I saw three people that you offered. It was Ridley.
Yes.
Geis.
Yes.
Not all at once.
No.
It was going to be a combination of Baker and one of these others.
Yes, three. Yes. He wanted Baker, or he wanted
Geis.
Ridley, Geis, or
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry.
And obviously you can give him up now because you have Travis Kelce.
No. This is the Dynasty League. I'm going to be starting more than one tight end.
Oh, I get it.
Because the scoring is much better.
Right. Okay. So. There's too many questions. Hunter Henry, great player.
Yeah.
When he can play.
Unproven.
When he can play.
Yeah.
Same thing with Darius Geis. We don't know
exactly. And I went and drafted him. And put him on my injured reserve list all season.
Right.
I got to hold on to him for a little bit, see what he does.
And Calvin Ridley?
Calvin Ridley I like a lot, too. But to get the stud, you got to give up a little bit.
Right. Okay. While we're talking trades, too, can I say one other thing?
I don't know how we got from Super Bowl contest into trades, but well, hey, well, here we are.
here, I'm back. Linda, by the way, when you're listening to, I sent out a few trade offers. Can we get back on
some of those?
Give me a little feedback. And, oh, that was the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Trading in the Dynasty League.
Yes. Difficult.
It's difficult. And I got to be honest with you. I was going to say this. I'm not sure I'm a Dynasty League fan.
Because you're stuck with all your players?
I feel like you're stuck with the players and you got to find the right people to trade. I mean, it's so hard to I understand.
And trading is really difficult.
Right, because unless you just don't, I mean, and I understand why some people don't want to trade their players.
Right.
I understand it. I'm just saying, if there's no trading, it's just.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's the Dynasty really League's kind of, eh. Okay.
That's why it's only a $10 league.
Exactly.
So, anyways, back to the contest. I gave you the job of picking out a team, picking out the winning team, picking out the exact score of the game. And if you get it right, you get a great prize package. Well, here's what the prize package is going to be for the 14 or 15 people that got in. They're going to be eating a lot.
A lot.
There's three $50 gift cards in there for various restaurants.
Wow.
There is two can and two bottle koozies.
That's it?
Well, we can give more if you think. I mean, we got 75 of them downstairs yet.
You never know.
I also have left over a collector's item, She'll Be Fine t-shirt. I don't know what size it is.
Don't just give those. Collector's item. That's a collection. Especially since it's got Bill Parcells quote on it, and it's not really Bill Parcells.
Incorrectly. So that's it. So for all those people involved in the contest, good luck, and that's what you're playing for. Also, questions, comments, concerns. Be sure to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Get us your questions.
Did you see how good I was?
I know. Like you're becoming a professional. All that time
it's
off.
It's like riding the bike.
And then don't forget about the fan line, 414-520-8249. Give us a call. Leave a message. Text us. We can read them on the air. We'll play the messages on the air. I was hoping to get some people calling in about their picks for the gambling, which is coming up.
Oh,
pages and pages of prop bets.
There are.
When there's only one game left, you got to bet on everything. Vegas doesn't keep those lights lit by only putting up point spreads on the game.
And are we going to say that there's one bet in there that you and I both didn't do because we just didn't understand the
whole thing? Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. Right.
I stayed away from it. I didn't understand it. Which isn't really good. So, and also, it's back. We got the master guesser of female measurements.
Oh, yeah.
The Fantasy Girl of the Week. A Super Bowl relevant Fantasy Girl of the Week. Any thoughts?
No. In what ways? Cheerleader?
No cheerleader.
Okay.
She's a star, but she's relevant to the Super Bowl in some way.
Erin Andrews?
Oh, that's a good one. Is she with CBS?
I don't know.
Oh, that would have been a good one, but no. Okay. But before we get to all that, we have to do the news and notes. Are you ready for that?
I am.
Here we go. I didn't do that. Here we are, everyone, with the news and notes for Super Bowl 53. You ready?
I'm ready.
The first one. A news item I was hoping not to have to talk about anymore, considering it happened 2 weeks ago.
Is this a stupid
New Orleans Saints call? Still complaining about a pass interference call that was not made in the NFC Championship game.
I am so sick of it.
Now, since that game, here's a list of crap that we football fans have had to put up with. First.
Okay.
A Louisiana senator from the floor of the Senate, making speeches about a blown call in an NFL game while millions of illegal aliens are crossing our southern border. And Washington refuses to address it, yet they have time to allow someone to sputter on about a pass interference call in a football game. Crazy?
Very.
And if that's not bad enough, and I don't know if I can get in trouble for this next one, but we're going to try it anyway.
Get the lawyers out.
There's some goofy ambulance chaser out there from Louisiana. Okay. Actually suing Roger Goodell on behalf of the fans. Did you hear about this?
No.
He wants one of three outcomes from his lawsuit. One, replay that game in full.
Okay.
Two, and since the Super Bowl's tomorrow, I don't think any of these are going to happen.
Can I say he's just an idiot?
Yeah. Well, he's getting paid, so what does he care?
Okay.
Two, pick up the game from the point of the blown call.
Okay, you're an idiot.
And three, overturn the results of the game completely and say the Saints won.
Why are people so stupid?
He's a lawyer. I'm a lawyer.
Oh, my God. People are stupid.
And then we have Saints head coach Sean Payton reportedly wearing a Roger Goodell clown shirt,
Jesus.
A.K.A. Mike Patricia, during a press conference.
Don't get me wrong. I understand you can be frustrated that it happened.
Yes.
But now let it go. Yeah. It's all over with. Do you have the Bobby Hebert thing?
No, and I don't have that one yet. But
okay.
You hear the defensive back, Roby Coleman, that made the hit, was fined by the NFL? Not for the pass interference call.
Right.
But for the theoretical helmet-to-helmet hit on the receiver. And I watched that over and over again. I mean, he wasn't leading with his helmet.
No.
He hit him with his shoulder and the helmets happened to touch.
Yeah, the side of the helmets happened to touch. So you don't have the Bobby Hebert.
Okay, no, what did he do?
Okay, I got to give credit to the Dan Patrick Show. They had Bobby Hebert on.
Okay.
He's a announcer for...
He's a Louisiana guy.
Yeah, he's an announcer for the Saints.
Okay.
And he was saying that you shouldn't be allowed to have referees or umpires or whatever reffing a game with the same... If you came from that...
That was city. The other thing, the conspiracy theory.
Right. But did you, then Dan Patrick also, and his crack reporters, mm-hmm. also said the Rams actually didn't want the refs that ref the game. They didn't even want them there.
Really?
Because they lost, they were 0-8 against, with that reffing
well, did
crew.
Did you hear my gambling picks from the...
No, I'm sorry.
No, I talked about there was a thing in there about how they were going so far into in-depth analysis of the game that they were talking about the referees for each game and how they what their records are against those teams and home teams. And
but are you going to get into now like the or what we should be doing to
changing
the rules?
Oh, yeah. I mean, was it pass interference?
Probably, yeah.
More likely, it looked like it. Should the Saints be upset?
Yes.
Of course. They should be.
But do you think we need to change rules? Like, do we need replay?
Well, here's my thing, because I know we've been talking about this a long time, and it's been one of my Christmas wish lists for years. But there's missed calls in every game.
Exactly.
Multiple missed calls. In fact, there were missed calls in that game.
Right.
But... I mean, you even hear the play-by-play guys, commentators, talking about how they can call holding on every play. And,
right.
And, oh, you can't throw a penalty flag there. Or, yeah, that was probably pass interference, but I wouldn't throw that penalty call. Or
the pick that play
flag
that
or,
Belichick yeah, was
the
pissing.
The pick play every game, there's pick plays. I thought that was illegal. Oh,
right.
But it didn't look that bad, so you can't throw a
well,
penalty.
Well, it's only within the first 3 yards, I think, you can pick,
right.
actually.
I mean, even in the AFC game, the Chiefs and the Patriots. Tom Brady, lackey.
Oh.
We was called for roughing Pat,
right.
roughing Tom Brady and
yep.
never even touched him?
Never touched him.
Throwing the penalty flag from behind the quarterback for something that happened in front?
Yeah.
And we remember the Packers-Seahawks game.
Right.
I mean, I don't need to keep bringing that up. So here's my thing. Now, the NFL told us that officiating would get better once they made the officials full-time instead of part-time.
Right.
Right?
So let's go back
how's
to
that
part-time.
Well, here's my thing I just thought about, too. I have a full-time job as a photographer.
Right.
Does that mean The photography I create while I'm working my full-time job is better than the stuff I do on the side as a part-timer?
I wouldn't think it should matter, right?
No, I don't think it should either. Okay. Now, the NFL is now talking about adding a judgment challenge next year. And this is where it comes into the whole thing, my Christmas wish list. Why don't they do what they do in college football? I've been asking for this for years. Give each coach one challenge and then put the rest of the game into the hands of the replay officials where they can, before the ball is snapped, if there's something they want to look over, let them look it over. I don't remember college games lasting any longer than pro games.
Right.
And then that way, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, they already put it in the hands of the officials last 2 minutes of the halves. Yep. If it's important enough to do it the last 2 minutes of the halves, why isn't it important enough to do it for the rest of the game?
The only thing I would say is I'm okay with having a replay, somewhere watching all the TVs and crap.
Yeah.
But I don't want the challenge on the coach or the coach throwing a challenge flag or whatever.
For a pass interference?
For a pass interference. And this is the reason why. Because if, A, you get one.
Mm-hmm.
Say it doesn't go your way. So then next year we're going to change the rule and say you get two challenges? I mean, when is it going to end is my biggest thing.
Here's my thing. Let's say they keep it at two challenges, but now you can challenge pass interference. Fine.
Right. But what if you – I've heard you should only be – this should only be allowed within the last 3 minutes of a game.
Well, and again, that's my thing. If it's important enough then
– then it should be important enough
– for the rest of the game.
But I'm just saying, you're going to, sooner or later, though, you're going to run out of those challenges.
Right.
And then what are we going to do? Go to three challenges next year? I mean, it just seems like there's always questionable plays, calls.
Well, are you for the whole thing where...
I'm just saying, leave it alone. It should happen is my big thing.
True. I mean, yeah, and it's going to piss you off when it happens against your team, but stuff happens all the time.
But you get over it. And right. And...
Like, should we have been able to, or should Mike McCarthy have been able to challenge those penalties on Clay Matthews?
Well, but if he does, what if he lost one of them? Then he wastes. Well, and we talked about that earlier.
The first game with
Joel Fieldman wasted both his challenges.
Right. Well, so, then there too. And even one of those, I think Fieldman was right on.
Oh, so
the first one.
So he got to keep it. He got to,
well, no, not that he wasn't. No, I'm saying it didn't get overturned, but I thought that his challenge was the right thing to do, even though he got screwed on it.
Right. But I'm just saying.
But I mean, let's say you challenge a pass interference call and there isn't the video evidence to overturn it.
Right.
So you're screwed anyway.
Yeah, and then you lost your.
Which is why I say just let it in the hands. If something happens like they do in college, buzz down to the guys and say, hey, we want to look at this.
I wouldn't put it in the hands of the coaches. That's my main thing.
Yeah, it gives them too much stuff to do. Next, this might be my favorite story of the day.
Okay.
In fact, it's okay with you.
Uh-oh.
I might just make this guy the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast all-time super fan. And it's probably going to piss off Dave Beyer.
Ooh.
But I'm already thinking of sending him a little package of gifts from our prize closet. 10-year-old Ace Davis from Kentucky.
Nice.
Was the winner of his school science fair project for his project that proved Tom Brady is a cheater. When he used underinflated balls during the AFC Championship game against the Colts. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Ace Davis, a 10-year-old, proved something that the NFL was either incapable or unwilling to prove. Here's how he did it. Davis threw footballs with different amounts of air in them to see which ones would go the farthest. The footballs with less air went the furthest.
With less air?
Yeah. Mm. Now, Davis, he's a Tampa Bay fan. And his prediction for this year's Super Bowl, and in fact, I've entered him in the Super Bowl guest contest.
Okay.
He said Tom Brady would play terribly, throw three interceptions, and the Rams win 30-14.
Love the kid, but I might... challenge him on that one.
He was also asked what he would say if he ever met Tom Brady, and he answered, give me some of your money. You don't deserve it. And now.
So what would you say to Aaron Rodgers then?
Well, here's the thing, though. Now, normally, granted, he's 10 years old, so we'll let the science fair project kind of thing just go.
Right.
Because, I mean, scientifically, that project is BS. Because you can't just have, if you're going to weigh your project on the fact that I'm throwing footballs, every football has to be thrown exactly the same. Correct.
Well, right, correct.
So, I mean, he's not doing that. That's why they have machines doing that. So we'll just let that go and say, okay, fine, you're 10 years old. We'll let you win. The problem where I have a problem with him, and when he made his little Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez socialist comment with the give me some of your money, you don't deserve it, that we got to like teach him a little better on. Right?
I would agree.
Okay. Gladys Knight. She's going to be singing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl, and she released a statement defending her choice to sing the anthem after getting all kinds of blowback from lefties who wanted to boycott the game because Colin Kaepernick refuses to take a job with an organization. Her statement read, quote, "I understand that Mr. Kaepernick is protesting two things, and they are police violence and injustice. It is unfortunate that our national anthem has been dragged into this debate when the distinctive senses of the national anthem and fighting for justice should each stand alone." She continued, "I am here today and on Sunday to give back the anthem its voice. To stand for that historic choice of words, the way it unites us when we hear it, and to free it from the same prejudices that struggles I have fought for long and hard for all my life. From walking in back hallways, from marching with our social leaders, from using my voice for good, I have been in the forefront of this battle longer than most of those voicing their opinions to win the right to sing our country's national anthem on a stage as large as the Super Bowl."
You love her, don't you? Oh,
love her. You go, girl.
You go, girl.
And we move on. Word out of Carolina, Devin Funchess is unlikely to resign with the team in 2019. Thanks to the performance of
DJ
Moore. What do you think?
And Curtis. I mean, you need more than just DJ Moore, though.
Yes, you do. But I mean, what do you think the market for Funchess will be in the NFL?
I think
he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. I think somebody will be out there.
He had 44 catches for 549 yards in 14 games and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think
somebody will take him. Other reports, Denver.
Ooh.
The Broncos will be looking at signing either Joe Flacco or Nick Foles to be their quarterback in 2019.
So that means I can cut Case Keeman.
Yeah, you probably get rid of him. So if you were the Denver Bronco guy, which one of these do you want?
Joe Flacco or?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. I think I'd rather go Joe Flacco.
That's an easy one for me, too, yeah. I mean, he's a proven starter.
Yeah. And Nick Foles.
No matter what he's done
just seems
in the postseason.
Right. Nick Foles just seems to.
He's a backup.
He's a backup, and he's. Anytime he's had a chance to be a starter, besides with Philadelphia, he shit the bit.
He's a taller, skinnier Case Keenum.
Right.
Yeah. There's also talk that Foles could be tagged by the Eagles, franchise tagged. I don't know why, but yeah. Tampa Bay or Buccaneer wide receiver DeSean Jackson probably will not return to the Buccaneers next season, even though head coach Bruce Arians hopes he stays on the roster. Thoughts on Jackson are he may return to the Eagles to be a deep threat for them.
Ooh.
The other belief is that you might just see John Brown making his way to Tampa to reunite with Arians. From Baltimore, right?
Yeah. You know where I kind of want him?
Where?
In Green Bay.
DeSean Jackson?
Yeah.
Really? So you haven't heard this news then either. Uh-oh. Coming up. We'll get to it.
Okay.
There's also talk that wide receiver Nelson Aguilar is going to be available in trade with the Eagles. Teams reportedly citing his $9.5 million salary along with their limited cap space as reason for considering a trade.
How is he getting paid $9.5 million?
Well, that might be. I wonder what he has left on that, though.
Wow.
Was his first contract $9.5 million?
Maybe? Maybe, yeah.
He was a first-round pick in 2015, wide receiver 4, level production in fantasy. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton had his second arthroscopic surgery on his throwing shoulder. Speculation is that he will need a season to recoup. Surgery is being called minor, and beliefs are that he may be ready to go when the season starts. Now, this is second surgery on that shoulder, correct?
Right.
Andrew Luck?
So do you think Carolina would draft a quarterback?
Who's their backup? I don't even remember. He played the last game, right?
Yeah,
last two games?
No idea who that guy was.
No idea. Yeah, they might have to. Well, I don't know if you draft a quarterback. I don't know if you waste.
I know it's way too early for this, and maybe I don't. Is Kyler Murray? You and I haven't.
Oh, he's not an NFL quarterback.
Thank you.
He's shorter than Russell Wilson.
And I know people are saying, well, Doug Flutie played in the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah. Not very well.
Not very well.
And, I mean, I did a story on that in the last episode, too. But they're talking already about how when it comes to the combine,
right,
they're going to do whatever they can to make Kyler Murray be 5'10" tall. Even though he's 5'9", which is, what, 2 inches shorter than Russell Wilson?
Yeah, at least.
Dude, Theo Riddick is expected to either be cut or traded by the Lions during the offseason.
You'll love that, right?
I do.
Because you got to carry on
Johnson. The move would save the Lions $3.4 million in cap space, and he was basically a receiver this year out of the backfield anyway. There's also a story circulating that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is going to be hiring a throwing coach. Now, he needs a lot of work to become a better passer, but isn't it a little too late to be taking on this task of hiring a throwing coach? Shouldn't that have been done while he was in college, barely completing 50% of his passes?
Or while he was sitting on the bench most of the year last year?
Yeah. How does that saying go? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Exactly.
Houston running back Lamar Miller looks to be a cap casualty this offseason for the Texans. He's going to save the Texans $6 million by cutting him. And Houston still has Deonta Foreman waiting on the bench if he can stay healthy.
Right. Is he Le'Veon Bell, maybe?
Ooh. He broke out his cleats. Did you see that picture?
No.
Oh, they were pretty. They were clean because he didn't play.
He hadn't played, yeah.
And here's that story about the receiver.
Okay.
For the Packers.
All right.
Cole Beasley to be a free agent target for the Green Bay Packers.
No.
Yep. Of course, all hinges on whether or not the team cuts ties with Randall Cobb, who is also a free agent.
He'll be gone.
Beasley can get open on underneath routes and would be a perfect fit in Cobb's role.
I think I'd rather have DeSean Jackson.
but he's not the underneath guy.
No, but I guess I wouldn't mind a Cole Beasley. Just
as long as he turns into a Julian Edelman for us, minus the performance-enhancing drug suspension.
I don't want him to be paid more than Randall Cobb was.
No.
But if he makes less than Randall Cobb made...
You're fine?
I'm fine.
Okay. Falcons running back Tevin Coleman.
Ooh. Where's he
may
going?
Not return for the 2019 season after free agency, seeing as how the Falcons still have Devonta Freeman
and
under
Ito
contract
Smith.
Till 2022. Yes, Ito Smith and Brian Hill.
No idea who that is.
So there doesn't seem a reason to overpay Tevin Coleman for this year. And that's the news and notes. It's time. We got like a half hour worth of bets.
Oh, yeah. Let's
Should we get in our casino?
Let's get in there.
Unless you have something else for news.
No, I'm good. I was just checking. Nothing going on.
All right. Here we go in the casino.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
We're in the casino getting ready to... Well, actually, we already placed our bets. We're just going to let you know what we did.
Right.
But before we do that, do you have some bets that people might want to put some money down on that just came out? For next year.
For next year already. Well, these aren't really your bets. These are just
predictions
for next season's NFL award winners, according to the score staff on our app that we use.
Okay.
Who do you think MVP?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Okay. No. Andrew Luck.
Neckbeard?
Yep.
Please. Just because he looked good. No. Okay.
Coach of the year, and I'll give you a hint. It's not.
Mike LaFleur.
No.
Matt LaFleur.
No.
Billy Mike, LaFleur.
Is it Matt?
Bill. Is it Matt LaFleur, right?
Matt or Billy?
No, I think it's Matt.
Okay. No. This guy's after my own heart here. Freddie Kitchens.
Ooh, Cleveland. Yeah, you're going to get one of these picks right in Cleveland.
Sooner or later, I'm going to hit it. Offensive player of the year.
Offensive player of the year, Aaron Rodgers.
Let it go. No, running back.
Oh, running back. Aaron Jones.
Come on.
Okay.
Serious now.
Running back, Darius Geis.
No, you're praying.
Comeback player of the year.
That may be comeback player of the year. No, offensive player of the year. They think Saquon Barkley.
Oh, stop. All right, this is already foolishness. Defensive player of the year.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Not a Packer?
My AFC team.
Oh, your AFC team is a defensive player of the year?
Yep.
What's the team?
Who's my team?
AFC? New England Patriots?
No. The one
Cleveland Browns. Oh, him.
Miles Garrett.
Yes, that's what I was from Texas A&M.
Okay, this one you have a better chance of me coming up with. Offensive rookie of the year.
Offensive for this year is going to be, it's probably a running back.
You're right, I think. He looks like a running back.
What school? Didn't say.
I think it's Roll Tide.
Roll Tide? Oh, really? There's too many. There's two guys there.
Josh Jacobs?
Oh, I don't think he's tied.
He looks, yeah, it says the former.
Oh, really? Josh Jacobs, why don't
former Alabama ball carrier. So, okay. This should be an easy one. Defensive rookie of the year.
Oh, Josh Jacobs, isn't he a receiver?
Oh, maybe he's a receiver.
He's a receiver.
Looks like they say ball carrier, but anyway. Defensive rookie of the year. Guy didn't play all year, basically.
Oh, Bosa.
Right.
Please.
Oh, you're going to be bummed. It's not your guy.
Okay.
Comeback player of the year.
Aaron Rodgers. Lamar Jackson.
You're in the same right boat with quarterback.
Though. Quarterback. Who got hurt?
Come on, you got this.
No idea.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, really?
Okay. No?
I then to stop.
It's foolishness. It was embarrassing that they said Andrew Luck MVP. Come on.
Well, not only that. Okay. Let's go with our bets.
Okay.
We have them up on the website, mycffl.com. Check it out. Feel free. You still got some time to call your man and put some money down. And, you know, use our bets if you want. One of us is
going to be right.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. And we start, of course, with the game itself, and then we'll move into all the props, all right?
Okay.
And if you're into all the historical garbage about this game, I'm going to start off with a collection of help in air quotes for you. One, the Rams are the home team. And are going to be wearing the dark blue throwback uniforms for the game.
Nice.
Now, this is bad news potentially for the Rams, as teams in white uniforms have been winning recently in the Super Bowl. Also, the Patriots are 3-1 in the Brady Belichick era while wearing their white jerseys. And this is also a rematch of Super Bowl game 17 years ago, when Brady and Belichick won their first Super Bowl against the heavily favored Kurt Warner led St. Louis Rams team.
Yes.
The year of the Twin Tower attacks.
Wow. That was.
Remember that?
Do I?
Now for the facts that matter. Normally, you would need to favor Brady over Goff in this circumstance, as well as Belichick over McVay, right?
Right.
You also need to wonder if Todd Gurley is 100% right now.
I'm hoping.
And with all that said, the Rams are just simply the more talented roster in this game. You also have to like the fast track of the Atlanta Stadium favoring the Rams. I am gladly taking the Rams plus the 3 points. I am taking the Rams money line. And I am taking over 58 points. That's the part I'm worried about, the over 58. I am also making a first half bet, taking the Rams plus a half point, the Rams money line, and over 28 points.
Wow, you did all three.
Yep. What do you have on that?
Okay, so I didn't do the money. Okay. I took the Rams plus the 3.
Yep.
I'm going to take the money line then. And you went over?
I went over.
I'd go under.
Okay.
All right. First half. I took the Patriots. I think the Patriots are...
Minus a half?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you want to change that.
Uh-oh.
Rams Super score. Bowls.
Okay.
In the Patriots have been in 8 Super Bowls. They have only scored in those 8 Super Bowls a total of 3 points in the first quarter.
So they're due.
Oh, okay. That's how you're looking at it. Okay. All right. You're taking the Patriots first half. Minus a half point.
Well, then I'll cover my ass and I'll take the Rams on my line.
You know, it just ignores everything.
It works. I'm going to be right. So, okay, then I'm going under again.
Okay. And now for the prop bets.
Okay. Coin toss.
I didn't do the coin toss.
You didn't?
No. No. There's a ton of them available, and we're apparently going to be going through a lot of them.
Okay, so coin toss, you already said the Patriots are the visiting team?
Patriots are the, yes.
Okay, so
they get the call.
They get the call.
Yep.
I took the Patriots winning the coin toss.
Okay.
Will the team that wins the coin toss win the game? I said no.
Okay, because you think the Rams are going to win. Margin of victory. I have 3 bets on the margin of victory.
Ooh.
Patriots, 1 to 6 points. None of their Super Bowls victories have been by more than 6 points.
Right.
For the Rams, I took 1 to 6 points and 7 to 12 just to cover the possibilities. I don't see this game being a huge blowout on either side, but
I went Rams game. 1 to 6 points.
That's it?
Yep.
I also took yes, or did you do any other ones in this one?
Oh, will the first half end in a tie?
Yeah.
I said no.
You did?
Yeah.
And will the first quarter end in a tie?
I also said no.
Okay. Highest scoring half, first half or second half?
I said both second. The same?
Okay. That's probably a good pick, actually. Rams scoring every quarter? I said yes.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going no.
Will the Patriots score in every quarter?
I also said no.
I said no also. And
we're going to skip this one because you and I had no clue what this meant.
Oh, yeah, double the result. I have no clue. team to score first in the game. I put the Patriots.
I did also.
Okay. All right. The first score of the game, I took 3 things. I took Patriots field goal.
So you're basically going to guarantee yourself a win here or what?
Well, no, and I took a Rams touchdown or a Rams field goal.
You said Patriots field goal?
Yeah, for the first score of the game.
Or a Rams touchdown or a Rams field goal.
Yeah. I mean, the money payoff is amazing.
True. But I just took the Patriots scoring the first touchdown.
Okay. First score of the game for the Patriots.
Touchdown for me.
I did field goal or safety.
Right.
And then you did first score of the Rams?
Yes.
What did you do?
Touchdown.
Okay. Will the game go over in overtime?
No.
I didn't bet on these. Super Bowl MVP. I have 5 picks.
Wow.
Yep. I have Sony Michel plus 1,800.
I also.
I have Julian Edelman at plus 4,000.
See, this is where... You're wasting your money. Can I tell you that?
Why?
You can't take Julian Edelman. If you take Julian Edelman, that means he has a big game.
Yeah.
How did he get the ball?
Tom Brady.
So who do you think is going to be the MVP?
I don't buy that. Because Tom Brady had this great game against the Atlanta Falcons, and who got the MVP? Wasn't it James White?
True, but James White also did some running, too.
Yeah. I have Todd Gurley at plus 1,600.
I also.
Robert Woods at plus 4,000. This is probably going to be the whole thing about wasting your money.
I totally agree.
And then I have Rex Burkhead at plus 6,600.
Sexy Rex?
Well, just for a little crazy one.
3 touchdowns, maybe? He had 2 touchdowns.
66 bucks for every dollar?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I took Aaron Donald.
Yes. And that's not a bad pick, but the problem is there's very seldom a defensive.
True, but if there's going to be one, you know, he could have like a 3-sack night. I mean.
True. Yep.
I thought about Tlaib.
Akib.
But I just can't go there.
I just can't.
That seems like I'm wasting money.
All right. How long will it take Gladys Knight to sing the national anthem? I went over a minute 45.
Seems like a no-brainer, right?
I mean, she's going to make the most out of this moment, right?
Well, I mean, the country guy that sang a few years ago went over 2 minutes.
And I thought his was going to be short. Yeah. But this baby's going to be long.
I'm going to say, yeah, long. Okay. I'm going over.
Did you do anything about what she's wearing?
I did, but I said no. She's not wearing
a dress?
No.
Or a skirt?
She's a suit pant.
Yeah, pantsuit girl.
Yeah, pantsuit girl.
Will she forget a word? Did you do that?
I mean, you're not making any money on it, but she's not going to forget a word.
Will any player take a knee during the national anthem?
Why did they talk about like a wardrobe malfunction with her?
Well,
come on.
Minus 6,000. Player take a knee during the anthem? Did you do that?
I said no.
Okay.
If somebody takes a knee,
Will scoring drive take less time than it takes Gladys Knight to sing the anthem?
Did you pick this one?
No.
I said yes.
Okay. Total number of President Trump tweets.
I know you picked this one.
I did.
And you went over.
Under.
Really?
You know, last year they had this prop bet. He did none.
None?
None.
I'm going over.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, this is one I like.
This one is color of the liquid poured on the game-winning coach. I only took one.
What'd you pick?
I took clear water. Clear. That's what it was last year.
It was water?
Yep.
I'm going to go orange.
You're going orange.
I'm going orange.
Because, see, that's the thing. If you think the Rams are going to win, it's probably going to be blue, right?
Yeah, I'm still going orange.
Okay. Who will the MVP thank first?
This is a no-brainer for me.
I did three things.
Oh, jeez.
Teammates, city, family, or family member.
Really?
Yep. Did you God?
God. It seems like a no-brainer. Is the good Lord still the same thing? I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man upstairs. I mean,
you want to thank the man upstairs? Yeah. Anything?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will any quarterback throw for 400... Oh, wait.
You skipped.
Hold on. Will Donald Trump attend the game? I didn't bet on that one.
No. I mean,
will a fan run on field?
I said no.
Yeah, there's no way.
No. Not in...
Security's going to be way too...
Yeah.
Will a non-quarterback throw a touchdown?
Can I just say, if somebody does run on the field, I think they should be allowed to shoot him with a sniper gun or something.
Well, the old snipers would only be there if Donald Trump's there.
Yeah, well, I still would have a sniper out there ready to shoot.
Will a non-quarterback throw a touchdown?
Yes. I think it's...
Yeah?
I think, yeah.
I didn't bet on that one. Will any quarterback throw for 400 or more yards in a game?
I said no.
I said yes. Again, I see this being a high-scoring game.
Can you say who?
I wouldn't be surprised if both of them do it.
Hmm.
It's going to be a high-scoring game, a lot of offense. Will both teams combine for 76 or more points?
You skipped one.
Oh. Will any TD be overturned by replay?
I said no.
Yeah, I didn't bet on that one. Yeah, that's why I forgot it.
Okay.
Will any player be ejected for throwing a punch or fighting?
No.
No way. Will both teams combined score 76 or more points to break a Super Bowl record? I said no. High scoring game, but not that high.
I went yes.
Really?
Which makes no sense.
Will either kicker hit the upright or crossbar on a missed field goal or extra point? I didn't vote. I didn't bet either. Will either team not punt during the game? I didn't bet.
I said both teams will punt.
Yeah. I mean, that's shit. You're going to be making like
a dollar.
Penny and a half.
Penny, yeah.
Will the Chick-fil-A franchise at Mercedes-Benz Stadium be open on Super Bowl Sunday?
I said yes.
they're not going to be open.
They already said?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't bet on that one. I was going to take it off the board, but yeah, they're not going to be open. Will the Super Bowl winning team visit the White House? I didn't bet on this because it'll take too long to figure out.
Right.
Will the roof of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium be open at kickoff?
I said no.
I said no too, and I did some research. Average temperature in January, 53 is a high. In February, 58.
Yeah.
With a low of 35.
They're closing it. They're not going to, yeah.
Will there be a flea flicker attempt in the game? A flea flicker.
That's an obvious yes.
Yes, I said yes also. Next one is, will there be a penalty for roughing the passer?
Yes.
Is Tom Brady playing?
Yes.
There'll be a penalty. will there be an onside kick attempt?
I said no.
I said no to. I think there's what is there, 3% chance of getting the onside kick recovered?
And now this one, on this next one here, how many commercials will run during the Super Bowl? Are you going to keep, how are you?
I didn't bet on that because I ain't planning on watching commercials.
Okay.
Or counting. And I didn't do any of the commercials that'll appear first.
Perfect.
So we move to the halftime show.
Ooh, the great halftime
show. Will Adam Levine be wearing a hat at the start of the halftime show?
I said no.
I said no. I don't ever recall seeing him wear a hat on stage.
Yeah.
Or even
his
anywhere.
Hair's too perfect.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I just don't recall it. Will Big Boy and Adam Levine perform?
Can you say Big Boy different? I mean,
Big Boy?
Big Boy?
Will they perform their song Mike Jack at halftime? I would assume yes. I mean, it's their song. Him and Adam Levine. But I didn't bet on it. Will Christina Aguilera make an appearance during the halftime show? I assume singing Moves Like Jagger.
But they never sing the full song though, do they?
No.
So I'm going to say I said
I didn't bet on it.
Okay.
How many songs will be played? I didn't bet on that.
I said under because that
under 7.5.
That's a lot of songs to fit.
It's a lot of songs. And now halftime. What will be the first song played by Maroon 5? I took four of them. I was only going to do three, but I had to add a fourth one because from what I've been reading, Girls Like You is the number one choice to be played first at plus 600.
Okay.
I also went with One More Night, Animals, or Moves Like Jagger.
I said Payphone.
Okay.
Animals. And yep. Girls Like You.
Okay. What will be the predominant color? This is the last bet. What will be the predominant color of Adam Levine's top at the start of the halftime show? I went with any other color.
So did I.
Okay. That's it.
So can I ask you a quick question on
sure,
this?
Sure, sure.
What are the rules? I'm taking from Dan Patrick's show.
Okay.
What are the rules, like, wouldn't Adam Levine be and dumb not just say, well,
we're only going to sing seven songs. I'm going to make bets on all this.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, he'd be crazy not to.
Well, so, and am I going to wear a hat or not? I mean, how.
Yeah, because what was the plus minus on that one? On the hat.
Right.
Yeah, you take the best payoff and that's what you do.
Right. I just.
But I wonder, you'd almost have to have somebody else make the bet for you. Because if he goes in there and makes these bets.
See, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Because, I mean, it's not like it's a sport. So it's not like you're not breaking any rules.
Okay, but say you're some Joe Schmo blow that's works for CBS.
Yep.
And you don't make squat.
Right.
And you probably know the rundown of.
Oh, what they're going to do?
The commercials.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
These prop bets just drive me crazy.
But that's why the payoff is either really good or really bad.
Right.
So that's it for the bets. Again, check them out on the website, mycfvl.com. Remember, it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing. And?
And I don't know what I'm doing.
Don't bet any more you can afford to lose. You ready for your drink? You haven't been in the club for a while.
But I've been drinking.
Time to go meet our fantasy girl, Levine. And we're back. We're in the club. Dan has his Jack and Coke. Or is that a Crown and Coke?
No.
Jack?
Relax. I don't drink that.
Jack and Coke. We're in the club. We have our Fantasy Girl of the Week.
I am so excited to see. I haven't done this for so long.
And as I said at the beginning, it's a Super Bowl relevant Fantasy Girl of the Week. And it has to do with actually the band we were talking about.
Oh, Adam's
Wife. Bahati Prinsloo with an emphasis on hot.
I'm going to nail this one, just so you know.
You can check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the Fantasy Girl page. Bahati Prinsloo was born May 16th, 1988, in South Africa, but raised in Grootfontein, Namibia. She is a fashion model, mostly known for being the first ever Victoria's Secret pink contract model in 2008. She has also walked in 10 consecutive Victoria's Secret fashion shows, and I've seen them all. Bahati is an only child and started her modeling career when she was discovered while vacationing in Cape Town at a grocery store with her grandparents. In 2012, Bahati Prinsloo started dating Maroon 5 lead singer Adam Levine, whom she married in Mexico on July 19, 2014. She gave birth to the couple's first kid, a daughter named Dusty Rose, in 2016.
See, this is where I get, she had a kid. So that's,
well, but we're going off of her, you know, prime.
Prime, okay.
Prime days. She announced her second pregnancy in 2017, and in 2018 she gave birth to another daughter named Gio Grace.
Wow, she popped two of them out.
Yes, yes, she did. Adam Levine, that lucky bastard.
Yeah.
The 5'10", 5 foot, 10 inch tall, taller than Kyler Murray.
That's my daughter's taller than Kyler Murray.
5'10", supermodel from Namibia. She weighs 134.5 pounds. She has light brown hair.
There is no way she weighs that much.
And hazel
eyes. In that picture right there?
Well, in this picture. Well, you're only seeing the top part. I mean, you got this one.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Light brown hair eyes.
I haven't done this in a while, so I got to ask my question.
She wears a size 6 dress, and her measurements are...
A size 6 dress?
Yes, size 6 dress. I'll start with this picture since you need to do the chest
See, now
area first.
I'm questioning your research, because what? I need to know, is this research... Like, up to date? Like, did it say postmarked 2019?
No, this is from her prime days. These aren't from her when she was pregnant.
Okay.
Isn't like these days.
Okay.
Not those days.
Not those days. Okay.
Although.
Careful there.
All right.
Okay. That prime day, I would say she's 5'10".
Mm-hmm. 134 and a half.
Damn, I thought I had this. I'm 34B. I think it's an A.
34 is correct. I didn't have a cup size. Oh, okay. But 34 is correct.
Wow. I'm back.
And now, waist and hips.
Okay. 24.
Exactly correct.
She's a bigger girl. She doesn't look that big in these pictures.
No,
I'm telling you that.
No, she does not.
35.
35 is exactly right.
God, I'm back.
Where have you been? 34, 24, 35. Your Fantasy Girl of the Week.
Wow.
Super Bowl wife, or wife of Super Bowl halftime performer, Adam Levine. It's Bahati Prinsloo. Check her out on the website, mycffl.com, along with everything else we've talked about today. And that's it. That's it. Another season done. All our podcasts now are going to be pretty much bi-weekly.
Yep,
roughly,
I think so, yeah.
Or so, depending on what happens. We have the scouting combine coming up. We have the NFL draft coming up. And all that kind of fun. Good luck to the people involved in our Guess the Super Bowl final score contest. And you got questions, comments, concerns? remember to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Do you have another thing you want to say?
I just was going to say, once again, Wayne, Linda, anybody else out there that I might have thrown a trade offer to?
Contact me.
Please, just.
I can't believe you made that trade offer to me.
Why?
I don't know. It was actually a pretty good deal.
I knew I gave. I probably gave up too much.
I don't think you gave up too much. What did it was the draft pick.
A third or something.
Yeah, I know. But that, otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done it.
It was more of the fact that I needed a quarterback that was young.
Yes. And who did I give you?
Dak.
Oh, yeah, Dak. The guy. Because I wasn't going to.
Yeah, you're not playing.
I wasn't going to keep him anyway. Especially if I get Patrick Mahomes.
Why would. It's a dynasty league. You got to keep him.
No. We don't have to. I have to cut players to make picks.
Dude, have you seen your team?
My team is amazing. Dude,
okay, besides Baker,
they're all young.
Besides
studs.
Besides Baker.
Yep.
And Aaron.
Yep.
And Kerryon Johnson.
And Darius Geis.
And Darius Geis.
Hunter Henry. Travis Kelce. Defenses don't count. I don't remember offhand my receivers.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I do. Well, while he's looking up that, oh, I do, remember the emails. Send us your questions, comments, concerns, your thoughts on the podcast. And then don't forget about the fan line, 414-520-8249. Leave us a message. We'll play it. Leave us a text message. We'll read it. You got my receivers?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay. Danny Amendola.
Stud.
Gone.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming I don't know what team he'd be on. John Brown might be the only guy.
Yeah, stud.
Yeah. Yeah. Randall Cobb.
Ooh, stud.
Probably should just retire. Josh Doctson.
Oh, my gosh, stud.
He's on a team. Devin Funchess.
Oh,
he's
stud.
Going somewhere. But
yep, stud.
Okay. Ryan Grant.
No idea. I cut him already.
He's still here.
Oh, I thought I cut the other Ryan Grant or Corey Grant. I cut
Corey Grant. Yeah, DeSean Jackson, stud. He's going to go to Green Bay.
And he's going to go somewhere.
I like him in Green Bay. I like him better than Cole Beasley. Marquise Lee can't stay healthy.
Yeah,
he's done.
He's on my possible cut list for the draft.
Okay. Rashad Matthews.
Woo!
Woo! Calvin Ridley.
How am I not winning? Oh, I don't have him anymore. If I make the deal with Wayne.
Well, that's.
If I don't, ooh, another stud. How am I not winning games?
Well, you want me to go over your running backs?
I only need one.
You need more. We need six people. You need six people between running backs.
Yeah, I got two tight ends I'm going to be playing at least.
Okay. That's if Hunter Henry can stay healthy.
Yeah, he can. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Enough of this, people. Have a great time watching the Super Bowl. Good luck to everybody, and until the next episode, be good.
Bye-bye.